The fixed heart is resolved to sing and give praise in spite of everything that might make sobs and tears choke the song. This is a quote coming to you from Alexander McLaren. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 32 as found in Psalm 57:7, which says, My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Now, before getting into that verse of scripture, I want us to look at Psalm 57, the beginning of it, the first couple of verses, to get a backdrop of what David was talking about. What kind of situation was he facing when he wrote these words? Psalm 57 is the psalm of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. In verse 1, he mentions the word calamities, which would be troubles or storms all around him. Verse 3, he's crying out to God, saying, Save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Notice the picturesque words he's using there. Swallow me up. Save me from the shameful destruction that my enemies intend for me. Then verse 4, listen to the pictures that David presents here. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. He says, my soul is among lions. Now, he's not talking about literal lions. He's talking about people who resemble lions, men who are fierce, savage, ferocious, and bloodthirsty. He's talking about beasts in the shape of men who are determined to have his life. Then verse 6, he said, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. So here we see these enemies are out to destroy him, to take him down, to take away his life. But then in verse 7, we find David saying, making this statement that is so astounding. After all that, he says, My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Now, it's easy to say those words when life is going smoothly. But here you see David is faced with these dark and frowning circumstances. He's facing great difficulty and oppression from his enemies. Yet he makes this statement, My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Now, what did he mean by that? My heart is fixed. The best way to describe it is in this way. What he was saying is, My heart is steadfast. It's steadfast with a fearless confidence in God and a belief of his promises. So when he said, My heart is fixed, he was saying, My heart is steadfast. It's steadfast with this fearless confidence in God and a belief of his promises. Now, it can also be described in this way to further understand what he was saying. You can say that my heart is fixed. He was saying, my heart is firm in its trust in God. It's sure, it's established, it's assured of its salvation, it's prepared for every event. It's not swayed or moved by what's happening all around me. It's standing firm in the midst of all my troubles. My heart is fixed. Another way to describe it would be this way. My heart is rooted and grounded in the love of God. I am firmly built on the sure foundation, the rock, Christ Jesus. And I am unmoved by whatsoever I meet with in this world. But a person who has a fixed heart, who can say, my heart is fixed, they will have three features or characteristics or traits. And these are the ones to look for. First of all, they will have a firm determination, just like David. He said, I will sing and give praise. He had that firm determination, a made-up mind, a resolve. That will be there when someone has a fixed heart. Another thing you can look for is there will be a steadfast love or affection for the Lord Jesus. It will not be a fluttering love, but it will be a steadfast love. And the third thing to look for, there will be a continuous realization of the person's dependence upon God and God's sweet sufficiency. So those three things will be there when the heart is fixed. David said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Now, I just want to interject this here before talking about that portion of the verse. First of all, the key to open the door of heaven is praise. The solution of all doubts is praise. The end of all difficulties is praise. And David recognized that. He realized that. That's why he said, I will sing and give praise. He needed to open the door of heaven. He needed God's intervention. So he knew that he had to praise. He needed a solution to all his doubts. No doubt the devil was hitting him with questions. Where is your God? Why is God allowing this to you, David? What's happening? Why are you going through this? What's the cause of all this? And he knew the solution of all his doubts was praise. And the end of his difficulties was praise. So he was steadfastly resolved here. He was decided, determined, wholly bent to praise the Lord. But it all started, we have to see this, it all started first with the heart. His heart confided in the Lord. My heart is fixed. He had this steadfast confidence, fearless confidence in God. And it started there, and then it resulted in his lips uttering the language of praise. Listen to what the Barnes note says. So it should be the fixed and settled purpose of our hearts that we will at all times confide in God, and that in every situation in life we will render him praise. We, first of all, at all times, confide in God. Then we are enabled in every situation in life to render him praise. Now we go over to Psalm 108, verse 1, and we find David saying the exact same words here. He said, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. But we go over to Psalm 112, verse 7, and we find him talking about his heart being fixed, the heart being fixed, but he adds more to give us more understanding on this fixed heart. He said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Okay, so sandwiched between all of this is his heart is fixed. But he added these words, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. The man whose heart is fixed is not afraid at the approach of calamities or bad news or reverses and losses, ill reports. He doesn't dread the arrival of evil tidings. Why? Because his heart is fixed. His heart is so fully confiding in God, and he has this solid reliance upon God. He puts his confidence in God, and this produces that fixed or firm heart. He commits all calmly into the hands of God, which is so important. This total surrender, I commit it all to you, Lord, and then as a result, he's assured all will be well. He's steadfast with a fearless confidence in God and a belief of his promises. And then he adds, he's trusting in the Lord. This is the heart, when the heart is fixed, that person will be trusting in the Lord, securely relying upon God's providence and his promises, resigning everything into the hands of God. That's what it means to trust in the Lord. When you resign everything into the hands of God. Now, this trusting in the Lord, this is not a native courage or resolution. This is not any kind of firmness of the person, personality, or of the flesh. But it's simply because this person has confidence in God and feels assured all things will be well as a result. And then David went on to say in verse 8, he almost repeated the same words, only he switched out, instead of fixed, he said now his heart is established. He shall not be afraid. When he used that word established, he was meaning his heart is propped up, it's buttressed by the strength of God, it's fixed, sustained, held up, supported by omnipotence. And as a result, he shall not be afraid. When he's assailed by his enemies, he's not afraid. He's not afraid of adverse powers coming against him. He's ready to face any adversary. Listen to what the pulpit commentary said. He who feels himself always and altogether in the hands of a loving Father cannot be afraid of what is about to befall him. Okay, the question is, what is a fixed heart? In our study today, we saw that a fixed heart is one that is steadfast. It's steadfast with a fearless confidence in God. The heart is so fully confiding in God. And the result is that it's standing firm in the midst of all troubles. This person is standing firm in the midst of all troubles. He does not dread the arrival of evil tidings. He's prepared for every event. He resigns everything into the hands of God, and because of it, he's assured that all will be well. And then he's ready and resolved to praise God. Now, how do you get a fixed heart? How do you get it? Well, there are two ways. I should say it this way. There's God's part that he plays, and then there's your part that you play. Let's look at God's part in giving you a fixed heart. Psalm 31:24 says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. God comes along and strengthens your heart. He enables you to meet your trial and opposition to keep you from becoming faint. Also in 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore be ye steadfast, unmovable." Okay, what does God do to help you to have a fixed heart? By you putting your faith in the victory of Calvary, what Jesus did on the cross. By you putting your faith in what he did, in the victory that he wrought there, then God makes you steadfast and unmovable. He works in your heart where nothing can shake your faith. You become firm as a rock. Hebrews 13:9 says, "The heart is established with grace." God's grace is his power. It's his enabling power for us to do what we cannot do in our own strength. So God establishes your heart with his grace, with his power. He comes along and makes you strong. Psalm 10:17, David prayed, "Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart." God prepares the heart. He establishes it. He makes it firm. He confirms it, strengthens it, fixes it. And the way he does that is by his favor and his gracious interposition. Okay, that's God's part that he plays in helping you to have a fixed heart. But now we want to look at your part, what you must do. All right, Psalm 16:8 says, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." Okay, the first thing you do is you always set the Lord always before you. Always feel that his eye is upon you, that you regard yourself always in his presence. And you remember, he's at your right hand in the position of defense or protection. He's always ready to interpose. He is close and ready to you to protect you, save you, assist you, stand by you. This builds your confidence so that nothing can shake or disturb your trust or confidence. Okay, another thing that you must do. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, "For I know whom I have believed." The ground of your confidence is perfect trust in God's faithfulness. You know him. You know he's a faithful God. You leave all in his hands with perfect confidence. You know that you can count on his character. And this builds confidence. The knowledge of him. Your faith is joined to knowledge. So you must spend time in his word, learning more about him, about his character. This will build your confidence and cause you to have a fixed heart. Then we go to 1 Samuel 7:3, where Samuel was speaking to the house of Israel. And he said, "If you're going to return unto the Lord with all your hearts, put away the strange gods, prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only." Okay, if you want to have a fixed heart, then you have to put away all idols from your house and from your heart. Put away the idols and then prepare your heart. Direct your heart. Turn your heart to the Lord. Serve him only. Now remember, we're talking about having a fearless confidence in God. Now, if your confidence is not in God, it's in something or someone, and that is an idol. So you have to purge yourself of all idols, all false confidences. Get rid of them and place your confidence, fearless confidence in the Lord. Devote your heart wholly to God. Don't divide your heart between God and idols. And lastly, Job 11:13, we have Zophar the Naamathite. He's giving this exhortation. He said, if you will prepare your heart, you'll direct or set your heart toward God, stretch out your hands toward him, you stir yourself up to take a hold of God, then he said, if iniquity be in your hand, in other words, if there is sin in your life, get rid of it, put it away, because it's going to affect your confidence. Forsake it with detestation and holy indignation. Get rid of sin. And notice what he says. He says, then thou shalt be steadfast. Notice the word he used. Thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. When you get sin out of your life, you will be steadfast. Steadfast with a fearless confidence in God, which then leads to having a fixed heart. Let me ask you today, do you have a fixed heart? Do you have a fixed heart? Is your heart steadfast? Steadfast with a fearless confidence in God. If it is, then like David, in every situation in life, I'm talking about every situation that comes your way in life, you will be ready and resolved to sing and give praise to God. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the Book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that your life will be totally transformed by today's message from God's Word. In Jesus' name, amen.